So I'm aware in the post-lunch period is often harder to deal with the drowsiness and the sleepiness as the body's digesting the food. So let's start with any questions or comments so far with any of the material and practices and orientations that have been suggested. Anything you're finding out that you're curious about? Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Oh, good for you. That's great.
Because, I mean, I'm aware of the ancient Buddhist tradition is that the body is repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to become your more spiritual journey is trying to keep clear in your mind that the body is repulsive so that you're not seduced into
clinging and craving.
Awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt that was most unhelpful.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Think about the idea of beauty in relation to that. How you, and it seems to me that your approach is interesting in that it's substitute. I mean, I think that the issue of whether the body is repulsive or beautiful seems a very male perspective on the issue.
Maybe, we can put a little question mark there.
The emphasis is that the body is above all a source of wisdom.
You're right, thank you, yes.
Quite
thank you. Is there a question there, or just a comment? No, you don't have to have a question. Good. Thank you for you're doing your own distillation that makes sense for you. Is there any comment you'd like or any inquiry you'd like around that? Because I'm curious about where this, as you've done some of the discriminating and feeling into it for yourself, where does that leave you?
Well, it leaves me in quite a good place.
Uh-huh.
The emphasis on the body is I always found quite difficult to sort of incorporate into my Buddhism.
What kind of good place? Is it okay if I ask you questions? You up for it? What kind of good place are you in when you say a good place? What kind of good?
I'm left with a manageable question.
Okay. Yes. Which will include your head. I don't want to diss heads here. They're very good. It will include your head. Yeah.
That's the direction I need to go.
Yeah, you may need to go that way, but we'll keep your head.
it leaves me with a manageable question. A manageable sort of task.
Ah.
is it something useful in the way of this podcast? So that's where it leads me. I suppose my question would be, the emphasis on sort of seeing yourself through your body, burying yourself in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to deal with that sense, and that was why I'm pleased to have found myself in a good place.
Good, so thank you. Yes, what we may need as practices, and particularly, you bring this thing about that translation, that unfortunate translation in Victorian English, I think, of the repulsiveness of the body. The asubha, is that what it is? What's it in Pali? Asubha or something. And I think one other translation is not pure. And actually purity doesn't have to do with repulsiveness or not. In its real etymology, more has to do with something being all of the same nature, I think. You know, so there's metaphors in the texts about the body is like a bag of different kinds of grains. It's made up of hill rice and valley rice and rice from this. It's not, there's not one thing. It's made up of constituent parts. So it's impure in the sense it's not one thing. And that, as I see it, is the way the Buddha is trying to give us a way of looking at the body that does help us with dispassion. Absolutely. But I don't think I would put my staff in the ground, and I think our modern version of the word translation, all of our modern history with words around purity, it's so complicated in the modern philosophical and religious tradition that actually I would put my staff in the ground, that the way we would understand the word repulsive wouldn't have had a resonance at all like that for the Buddha. Yeah, I think it's a really unfortunate translation of in Victorian English. And if we could see that the Buddha wouldn't even have impurity or non-sameness, it's not one thing. He's doing it so we can deconstruct our tendency to see it as a solid thing. And that's his aim. It's like, what practices, what ways of seeing the body help, and seeing isn't just visual or view, it's sensing, feeling, touching. What ways can you know the body that deconstruct your habitual lens that thinks it's mine? This body's mine, and that body's mine. You know, the tendency of clinging. He's helping us do that task of deconstructing, relinquishing, letting go. Only in the service of that, I wouldn't think he would have it as a philosophical, ontological truth to say the body is impure as an absolute statement. It's more a skillful lens to let go. That's how I would see it. Yeah, thank you. Right, so I think that's, what's your name?
Richard,
yes. It's really, so, yes, it's another, you're saying another way around of what I've just said from another angle. Yes, it's to deal with our attachment to the body. The fact, and the attachment shows up as suffering when it's me. This shouldn't be happening. I shouldn't be feeling this. It shouldn't have this going on with my body. It's not supposed to do this. There's the attachment. Or attachment to other people's. That's made you smile. Okay, exactly. So it can be a skillful lens if we're lusting hopelessly. I'm not, you know, suggesting that for you. But, you know, that can be it. We can be, and that's where it's not beauty we see. Then it's actually something to have, which is different than beauty, right? Something to have is a kind of a craving. There's suffering in it. The other one can't fulfill it. Their body doesn't do it in the end. All of the things that we hoped in that lens. So we're in a way, I could say, we're looking at a middle way here where we want enough deconstruction and enough unclinging that I come back here, that I'm neither positing that the body is good nor bad. I'm neither positing that it's the be-all or the end-all. I'm actually coming to a different way of seeing that opens up the territory of that binary territory of it's good or it's bad, it's beautiful or it's ugly, you know, that kind of pain of our, actually our modern era, in a sense, of the binaries of right and wrong. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. These are really, really important questions and get right to the heart of the existential and philosophical inheritance we have. Also, as Western people living in the West. Yeah. Any other comments or questions, philosophical, practical, heartful, any of it?
Just a, mostly the comment, but just sort of the, I find it quite interesting the awareness, sort of being some quite fine, ephemeral awareness outside the body.
Did you say ephemeral?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sort of just sensations. Contrast to the body, which was, you know, dissonant, it was really quite solid and gross in the sense of large.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Yes, good. That's an important distinction.
But, yeah, whether it's tightness or whatever, that's a very
Right, but you're right, and something about it strikes you that there's a spectrum of ways of experiencing body, even just on the level of sensation, from grosser to very, 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 very fine, sort of more etheric. What was your word? Ephemeral. Yeah, sort of as if insubstantial, or.
Sort of coming and going.
Oh, okay. In its okay.
It's there and it's gone.
Yes.
But something else is there and it's gone.
Yes.
Well, the grace ones are enduring, at least for the period of time of meditation, at least.
Yes. Yes.
But in comparison, enduring.
Yes, and what about that is interesting to you? Like, well, what's the effect of seeing that for you? Yes.
That's the draw.
That's the habit. Okay, so, and I know you a little bit, so I would invite you for the rest of the day to not follow that draw. You can do that at home later if you want. Stay with this wider energy body awareness. Let yourself sense that whole spectrum of, in a way, sort of talking about the duration, the apparent duration of something, in a way. And density and solidity. And from this perspective, I'd like to just draw out a teaching, if I can, that there isn't, as we know from modern or postmodern science, we know there's not one right way of seeing the body. There's not one, its density isn't its final truth. Its sort of slow speed of movement isn't its final truth, as neither is its more ephemeral and flickering and delicacy. Neither a final truth. This, from this perspective, we'd want that to open up the view, okay, there are multiple stories that people have told about bodies over time, right? And because once we get into the story of body, we get right into the story of matter. We get right into our cultural dominant narratives around what matter is and the ones that we also habitually will orient to, normally around density. That's what it is, right? That matter is like high school, like probably you learned in high school, right? That it's, what is it? It's subatomic particles, and then it's molecules, and then that builds perceivable structures. But its basic nature is that it's dense. Meditation starts to open that up, so we get this whole range, right? That it's not just dense, there's more spaces in between things. And hopefully what that can do, if you stay out here and don't, you can examine that way, but today, stay out here. What else, what other stories about the body might be able to come through if we're not just going to the culturally dominant narrative about density, right? Or the meditatively dominant narrative of density's there, let me penetrate it. You know, that can be there in some meditative traditions, that you have a perception of matter and then you penetrate it with a bright awareness and it opens up, right? Not even doing that. What happens if we recognize culturally dominant narratives, even meditation circles narratives about matter and body, and be loose and elastic with those? What else might come through when we're soft and don't shrink to those stories? So I want to invite that today. I sort of took your comment and sort of ran with it. Hope that's okay. Only because I know you, I felt privileged to do that. Any other comments or things that you notice from this morning? Yes. Please.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually struggling with that. I'm struggling to have that boundary. So it's more like but there's not like a barrier there. So I'm not doing what you're saying. So I just kind of want to be clear with that. Like, mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit. It's like rays. Do they go out in all directions? No, no, no. So thank you for saying that. There's a both a science and a creativity. And not that science can't be creative. There's a sort of an art and a science to this. Yeah. So I give a suggestion and actually want you to find the way that you can engage in a way that lets you cultivate presence, mindfulness, attention, curiosity, interest, investigation. Ah, yeah, I can be with my body in this way. Look, oh, look how it came to me. Thank you. Wow. Right? Staying with the felt sense. So the rays, there's an image there, but there may be a sense of feeling out. Can you sense it as well? Yeah. Sensing out into that whole field. Fine. Beautiful. Thank you for saying that, because some people, we're different. Some people will take instructions very literally and always follow them to the letter, and some people never do. They need to come in a little bit, and others can loosen up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've gone kind of outside of that, you know.
Outside of doing the parts.
Yeah, or just the parts and then kind of growing that so you're actually feeling the entire presence. But it's the first time I've kind of gone a little bit out of that, you know. And so
oh, a little bit wider than, when you say a little bit out of that, what do you mean?
Well, you know, when you're talking about the sort of the space around.
Yes.
Actually going out into that space.
Right. Lovely. Yeah. Okay, super. So the story of this is the end of my body was soft enough that it could open a little bit wider than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not quite buzzed out a few times. Nice. You know,
no craving there, right? Just buzzed up. But let yourself, it's an interesting thing. Buzzed up, I haven't heard that before, but like excited and...
No.
Oh, what's buzzed up mean?
Well, so you know, kind of when you feel your presence, and when you do really go into that moment and you feel that presence, it's almost like, I suppose, like reaching a jhana or something. You know, it's quite a sort of delight, joyful, physical feeling.
Oh, that's buzzed. That's so. Is buzzed up? Are you using that to mean like rapture or pity?
Yeah, kind of slightly like that.
Okay. Yeah, beautiful. So this energy body practice can really support the samadhi. So those who know the language, it can really support. Many people can access samadhi that way more easily than with a very small object. Some can through the small object. And the samadhi really is a harmonizing, and the jhanas begin. The jhanic factors, in a sense, get supported and begin when there's a harmonized field of body. Well, it's interesting because some of the jhanic factors are buzzy. The initial jhanic factors are buzzy, so it's okay. I just have never heard of it before. Buzzed up. Sometimes it's harmonized and smooth, and then as we deepen in attention, it's quite natural for that kind of rapture or piti can arise. Yeah. Right. So good. So you know that. So when I say good, it's not great you've had that experience. It's more, oh yes, when you pay attention in a certain way, different things can come about. Right? And that's really the sort of principle here, that the way I attend is completely woven with what arises. It's not saying I create it. Doesn't go that far. But it's not I only discover some objective thing that's there to discover. That story is a little old now, too. Yeah. How you attend influences, conditions, arises together with what you experience. Yeah. Anything else before we play some more? But anything you're curious about, yeah. How we attend.
So the more I got into my body, I found quite a lot of emotional pain.
Yeah.
And my approach to it was to be as kind as possible. Then it's almost like pain. So it's like welcoming it in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how. Sorry.
You're doing just fine.
So, but it seems that the kinder I am, the more comes. It's like, oh, she's being kind. Mm-hmm. And so I suddenly thought, well, maybe that's not right to pay it attention. I'm not right, that's not the right word.
But you're curious about how you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really nice question, because I know you a little bit from here, don't I? Maybe from Guy House a little bit. Yeah, and I'll answer according to how I know you rather than as a whole principle, absolute principle. To someone else I might say, it's great that you can be kind. Just let yourself rest back in the kindness and, you know, resonate and sense the pain, right? Especially if that's new for them. It's profound, it can be healing. We can actually rest more our sense of locatedness with the kindness, and then anyone can come, right? It's beautiful. You're bringing another interesting point about, let me just check this thing out about the way I'm attending and what arises. Because if we just assume there is an infinite or there's going to be emotional pain and it just... If we give it inherent existence and forget that it has something to do with our way of attending, not that we're creating it, no. That would be too extreme a view, not at all. But you're asking something interesting. So you could play this afternoon with what happens if I back off? Because I don't think I'm hearing aversion to the emotion. Yeah, yeah, beautiful. So with somebody where there's a lot of aversion, I wouldn't be suggesting this same thing. What happens if you back off a little bit and give as much attention to your way of attending as to the pain? And just get curious. What happens if I come closer? What happens if I move back? What happens if I introduce the idea of equanimity in there, not to make it go away, but to do this experimenting, right? Because it sounds like you know this territory of, oh, that's interesting. It just keeps coming. Yeah. So not to stop it, not to just assume it has to keep coming, but to have an open mind about that. And then it can get really, really interesting. Yeah. Is that enough to be going with? Yeah.